Hello everybody, this is Ian Along, and thank you very much for tagging along with me. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since the last time I had my podcast. And this is a good thing about podcasting independently. You are not meeting the deadline. Although if you have a goal, if you're podcasting, you have that clear targeted goal of being consistent, then that's another story. But in my case, I do this as a sort of a journal. And thank you very much for tagging along with me every time I travel and do my podcast. Yes, travel. Because commute is a form of travel. You're going from one place to the other. Regardless whether you're going from home to work, vice versa, or you're going from home to your, in my case, mother-in-law's hometown. Or in my case, my mother's hometown. And that is fine. And thank you very much for joining me. And thank you very much for the people who accepted to be my guest. And maybe you're wondering, why I'm not inviting guests. It's not about me per se. It's not about not wanting to invite somebody. As a working professional, as a person who works and has a family, podcasting is a sort of podcasting is not just a hobby, but also a journal, like I mentioned. And that is the reason why I'm not pitching it too much to be part of a podcasting network. Ganyan na po sa panahon ngayon eh. Pati podcasting, mayroon ng mga parang network eh. Parang, in our case in the Philippines, GMA, ABS-CBN, TV5, or ATZ. They say ABS-CBN. No, not ABS-CBN, ATZ, whatever. But, yun nga. Ganun nga po nangyayari. May mga, kaya nga, I do not want to pitch not because I will defy authority figures, but because there are schedules to meet, and I cannot meet on that schedule because I have other priorities. Nag-explain pa ako. But anyway, kumusta na pala ako, no? Any update? I was supposed to have a thesis defense, but unfortunately, I contracted a respiratory tract infection. Wow, may ganun pala, no? Diba, yung meron nga urinary tract infection or UTI. Meron palang respiratory tract infection. Well, totoo naman, kasi pwede naman, but it happens to me kasi even when I was a kid, may mga stage talaga na inuubo ako. Yung iba sakitin. Ako sakitin ako nung bata ako eh. So talagang from time to time I'm having this respiratory tract infection. At nakakatakot sa panahon ngayon kasi mayroong Omicron variant of COVID-19. And just to be sure, I had myself quarantined. Meaning, hindi talaga ako nagpakita. Even to the point that my mom, who is also my boss at work, had asked me, when will you return to work? Because on a Monday, she never saw me at office. And I answered, the next day, because I'm just fulfilling the 7-day period. I'm just fulfilling that 7-day period. So I just complied with the requirements. Actually, it's a 14-day period. Although IMO, 7 days is good enough. 7 days is good enough, but I have to return to work, and just to be sure. This is the thing that needs to be upgraded. The reason why it's tough to have yourself tested is not only because it's not only because of the price. 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 Ibig sabihin, ano ka? Wala kang pera? Ganun? It's not really that. It's not really the money per se automatically, but more of the, not only the price, but also the time. Because it takes time to figure out if you are COVID positive. So, since I'm not too feverish, although the cough, the headaches, and the fever is manifested in that week. And this is the reason why I had to cancel my, you know, I have to request for a reschedule of my thesis defense. And wish me the best, no? This is, Lord willing, if I finish this one, this will be my second master's. Hooray! So, I'm actually thankful enough that I finished my first master's back in 2009. But since I had the opportunity to study another master's program, why not PhD? Because I shifted industry. And the other industry, how I wish I wanted to finish my PhD, but it is not that relevant in my industry. So, it will just, it will not, despite that, although, if that is relevant to my industry, why not? It's a PhD program. It's a PhD program, but no, it's not relevant. Life happened, I got married, and that's it. But good thing that this current master's program is relevant to my industry, to my the current industry I'm in. So that's how the story goes. Anyway, and amidst all this energy, the reason in this time of pandemic. Yeah, dahil ginamit na naman si pandemic. Pero that is true naman eh. Magagamit sa pandemic. Provided that your intentions are clear. Provided that your motive is wholesome enough or clean enough that you are not just using it to exploit this to exploit the topic, but at the same time to dismiss other people. Yun ang nagiging problema. And which leads me to the topic that I wanted to talk about this day. It is about celebration mindset. Now, celebration mindset. So, may mga iba tinatawag dito, celebration mentality or celebration mindset. But the idea is this, no? In this day and age where people are, seeing posts right and left, post of achievement, post of the nakapasa sa exam yung isang tao, post na you receive photos that they are abroad, you receive photos that they're one of their kids graduated from elementary, high school, or college, or graduate program, or somebody had achieved a milestone in his or her career. You will see those things. And oftentimes in this time of pandemic, we are taking notice of the people who reach out to us and say, how is it? How are you? Sana okay ka. Anong nangyari? Nagkasakit ka daw. So we are too focused on those people, which is good. It is well appreciated if they are reaching out that way. Now, on the other hand, you have some good news on up your sleeves. Yun nga, promotion, graduation, or just small steps like, hooray, you're working out, hooray, diba? You're working out, or you're mga anything that is anything from something small to something big. I do not want to say that these things are small because other people's small stuff are other people's great achievements. Like for example, yung nakakain ka na ng solid food. Some people eat meat like they're drinking water, parang halos araw-araw puro karne ang kinakain. Every meal time may karne or may chicken or fish. While other people, because of some illness that they have or some sickness that they have, they cannot eat solid food even if they wanted to. Right? So that's why when they had eaten, they were allowed to eat solid food. It's already an achievement to them. And that is a small win to them. And if you are happy in such person, and if you are happy with such person that you have verbally mentioned it, or hindi na verbally mentioned, naglagay ka ng emoticon heart, especially in this social media age, or you give him a message or her a message saying that, wow, not that literally, iba pinipilosopo yung ito eh, na pinipilosopo ito, na sometimes I'm thinking, kapag nagaganito po tayo at pinipilosopo ako, sometimes I'm thinking, baka may matinding problema yung tao na yon, trying to dismiss and making fun of other people and implying that they have bigger drama. So I will, I have talked about that again and again, about people having bigger drama, that they are invalidating other people's drama. I have talked about that not only in my podcast but also in my Tagalong page, Facebook page, and also on my personal Facebook page, account. And that I will not talk about it further here. Now the thing is, that is celebration mindset. Yun po ay celebration mindset. Hindi po yun ano. Ibig sabihin, kasi ano eh, na-misinterpret ito na ibig sabihin na sa good times lang ano, ibig sabihin hindi tunay na kaibigan yan. Kasi ang test natin of true friendship or a true friendship is yung nandun lang sa crisis situation nakikibalita. Dun lang sa mga in your humblest situation, in your humble situations, dun lang nakikibalita. Actually, I beg to disagree, especially nowadays. Because people sometimes take effort, people sometimes take effort into being positive. That's why when they post something and you praised it, it's an indication that you're wishing the person the best. Minsan parang nagpapalusot ang iba eh. Minsan nagpapalusot yung iba na nagpapalusot iba saying, I do not have time for social media. Pero wag ka, may text. Alam ang number mo. Hindi ginagawa. So, sometimes yun ang indication eh. May mga tao kasi, they wanted to reach out to you in your crisis situation only because they have this messianic complex in them. They have this savior complex in them. They have this kuya, ate, or kuya, older brother, big brother, big sister, mother, or father figure mentality on them. And this is the reason why those very same people, when they hit rock bottom, when they are in the crisis situation, if you are reaching out, they are being dismissive. They're shrugging you. They're just giving you only thumbs up as response. Why? Simply because during the time that they are the authority, during the time that they are in the crisis, not in the crisis situation, they are usually the better person at that time, they tend to do that. They do not have a celebration mindset. They have a messianic mindset. And time and again, I will mention to you that this will not work in it might work in organizations when you have control, when you have bigger control on that. It might work to a certain extent, but you have not empowered the person fully. In fact, you make that person indebted many times over. Hindi maganda yun. That's not good. You need... yes, sometimes people will be indebted to you because of your efforts. But at the same time, you need to empower the people. You need to give them the leeway as a leader. You give them the leeway, you give them you empower them, or maybe tap on the power that they have and say that, and to the point that they will say to themselves that they have done the job well, or they are doing, or at least that's part of the human dignity. People nowadays, especially in the Christian faith, because I grew up in the church, I grew up in the church, and people who will disagree with me do not know what they're talking about, because I grew up in the church, I grew up in the Sunday school, I grew up in a Christian environment where I have experienced to be praised and also to be ignored. Ano nga ba yun? May tiyatawag sila dyan. I have experience to be an NPC or non-playing character. An observant non-playing character. That's why I have the credibility to say this. That's why I have the credibility to say this. And you see, people with celebration mindset will not mention these words as boasting or being cocky or bragging too much. People with celebration mindset will think of this as a small step to you. People with celebration mindset will say that, wow, good, I agree. Or maybe that person will not agree always, but they will recognize the validity of the points that you have. But people, they will say, people will do not have the time. People do not have the time. But if you have the time to stalk, you have a time to celebrate. Thus, if you have the time to stalk, but you do not have the time to celebrate, that's a test of your personality. Not that other person. Not that person's cockiness. It's a test of your celebration mindset. So, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you are saying that I'm moving around in circles, but let's treat this as a form of expounding my point regarding this. People, you should observe not just the people who were there reaching out to you in your downtime. That is good. You should also observe the people, if those very same people will be there in your good times, in your celebration. There are people in my social media, to be blunt, there are people in my social media who will just approach me in my humble times. When I admitted the mistake, when I am in my lowest point, that I have this... I'm mentioning it, that there are people who will only like your message, who will only talk to you in your humble times. You know what's the implication of that? Ibig sabihin, kakausapin lang kita kapag humble ka. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not in the position to judge people that way. Especially if you are a Christian preacher, especially if you are a Christian pastor. Ayan ha, nagrarant ako, kaya ako nalalayo. No! I'm just stating an observation. If you are a Christian pastor, if you are a Christian preacher, especially yung mga ganun na, kasi they're imposing positivity eh. Oh. They're not some lowly podcasters or some kid on TikTok. Actually, frankly, minsan mas maigi pa mga yun eh. in this pandemic period, minsan mas maigi pang, mas nakakatuwa pa mga live streamers, podcasters eh. Mas nakakatuwa pa sila because they are saying, mas nakakatuwa pa sila because nababash sila, hindi sila papansin. Pero itutuloy lang nila yung content nila. Sorry to say, preachers and pastors have audience that will not disrupt them, that will not bash them. And I'm not saying to those audience to do so. Kasi they have such privileged platform. Kasi parang ano, with all due respect to the preachers and pastors around, you have a privileged platform. After all, being a pastor is a higher calling. Being a pastor is a high calling. People will say that it is the highest calling. Well, all I can say is a pastor who is working hard to teach the members are worthy of double honor. No, but I will not indulge into that topic because I have this is my topic today. But usually they will just some of the yun nga, with all due respect to them, they have that list, they have kahit na sabihin mo 50 pero hindi ka naman irerebat, hindi ka ibabash, which is it's that part of the privilege that they have. And this is the reason why it hurts me or disappoint me when they are when some of them are very invalidating. They are invalidating to the point that they will just invalidate you because they have experienced the worst or their allies had experienced the worst. Diba? Ayun nga, they will only, some people, and not just them, not just preachers, and other people will just reach out to you when you are already humble. But in your achievements, in your blessings, in the manifestation of your blessings, hindi mo makikita ang light nila. Hindi mo makikita. Ah, so you are fishing. Frankly, I'm inspired to do this. I got inspired to do this because of experience. But to you saying na hugot itong mga to, plainly hugot, and you use this is because of hugot, then let me tell you this, even Shakespeare had hugot. So pupunitin mo si William Shakespeare kasi sinabi niya ano, may mga sinasabi siya, my love sprung from my very hate. Oh, hindi ko alam kung yun ang saktong term, pero yun yung natatanda ko. Pero yeah, pupunitin mo si William Shakespeare, pupunitin mo, i-dismiss mo si Prophet Jeremiah because he is a weeping prophet. Puburahin mo yung mga Old Testament prophets kasi puro sila mga hinaing, puro sila galit. Tatanggalin mo sila? Kasi ganun ang eh. That's ganun ang reasoning mo eh. You will not listen to this person because he's ranting. That's why kapag may mga blessings yan, kapag may mga blessing, hindi ka rin nagla-like, hindi ka nag-ano, hindi ka man lang natutuwa, hindi ka man lang nagte-text. Maraming paraan to feel that you are celebrating with a person. Yung iba, in-encourage mo. Iba, in-encourage mo verbally. Iba, nilalike mo. Ito iba, hindi mo nilalike. Sasabihin mo, hindi ko kasi nakita. Eh, yon, hindi mo nakita kasi hindi mo fina-follow. You ignored. Hindi mo fina-follow eh. Oh. It's all your fault. Ladies and gentlemen, people without yes, there are people who will never celebrate with you. Hindi ko sinasabing dapat lahat mag-celebrate sa'yo. How narcissistic naman nun. Ang narcissistic mo naman kung lahat ng tao dapat mag-celebrate sa'yo. Hindi. All I'm saying, hindi. People, you need to watch out on people who are celebrating with you in your up times. Hindi ko sinabi na may mga tao na dapat mag-celebrate sa'yo. But at the same time also, Kasi may mga tao, may mga tao kasi who are giving you unsolicited advice for reaching out to you in your downtime, and yet those very same people hindi nagla-like kapag ka may nabili kang bagong sapatos, may nabili kang ano. Hindi, kasi material lang eh. Lalo ito, no? Some Christians, no? Pag naglagay ka ng material stuff, sasabihin sa'yo, hindi naman madadala sa langit yan eh. Kapal na mukha mo, no? Bigla ka naging spiritual. Actually, gratefulness, appreciation is a spiritual thing. Proverbs 3:27, no? It's not just about appreciating a person. It's also about being good to the person. If you read Proverbs 3:27, di ba? Give credit to whom it is due, especially if it is in your power to do it. May platform ka. Kaya tignan mo, ha? Kaya tignan mo, no wonder in the Christian realm, for example, in the Christian realm, bakit hindi ini-encourage tong taong to? Kasi yung mismong Christian leaders, hindi sila nilalike. Yung mismong Christian leaders, hindi sila sa physical platform sila. They will say na, huwag kayong magla-like sa mga taong puro bash, puro rant. Hindi siya sinasabi rant, yung mga puro bad vibes o puro pangit ang ano. Kailangan doon kayo nagla-like yung pag puro mga Bible text. Alam niyo ba, ito ha, with all due respect to the Christian pastors and preachers and leaders around here, who is listening right now, kung puro you are dictating the content of your members if you're doing Bible verse. So ibig sabihin, wala na yung self-expression niya. Walang masama if a person will post Bible verse, that is good. Walang masama if that person will post Christian songs. Walang masama. But let us also remember that if there are positive emotions, there are also negative emotions. And you saying to the members that they need to only post text, they need to post this, and they in the leadership position have influence, and they may free will naman ng tao eh, they have a choice, but leaders have influence. And those simpletons, na some simpletons, will just follow hook, line, and sinker. Anong free will? Totoo, they have free choice, but you have already influenced. What will they do with that free choice that they have? Kaya nga, pagka ganon, hindi sila magla-like sa rants, hindi sila magla-like sa bad vibes, quote-unquote. Hindi sila magla-like sa mga bagay na hindi nagpost ng Bible verses, hindi nagpa-post ng mga gospel songs, hindi nagpa-post ng mga Christian quotes. Hindi nila like because you influence them! Diba? You influence them! At kapag ka mabuti ng ginagawa nila, pag maganda yung mga bagay nila, hindi ka nagla-like! Hindi mo ina-encourage. No. Then you do not have any right to know that person's life on a positive note. And to put this bluntly to the next level, wala ka rin right sa blessing na yun. Kapag ka, lalo na, frankly ha, kapag ka member mo yun, tapos binigyan ka, ano yun, thankful, ano, be thankful kasi mabait pa sa'yo yun. Pero in the strictest sense of the word, kung wala ka sa mga successes niya, not just in prayer, ha, ang dali sabihin nun eh, but on the on the verbal validation point side of things, pag wala ka sa verbal validation side of things sa kanya, you do not deserve it. Frankly, you do not deserve it. You do not kasi ano eh, ang hirap kasi sa inyo lang dapat maging indebted eh. Pero pag sa tao, sa nominal members, hindi indebted eh. So, maybe I'm getting sidetracked a bit, but it's also related why celebration mindset is not being done by people. Why some people, especially sometimes in the Christian sector, they do not practice celebration mindset. Because sometimes they are waiting for the members to be humble. They will become humble if the Lord will make them. But for the meantime, kasi ganit, ano eh, sasabing people are saying na, I will not praise that person, lalaki ang ulo niyan. I will not praise that person, lalaki ang ulo niyan. Sino nagsabi sa'yo? Kapag ang tao narcissistic yun. Ngayon, even in the therapy side of things, people with narcissistic personality disorder are being commended. Even in the therapist's standpoint, pag ang tao narcissistic, i-comment mo sila kung tama naman talaga yung ginawa nila. Sasabihin, lalaki ang ulo. Kasi ano yun eh, it's, I cannot blame them because it's ignorance. Ignorante sila eh. Na akala nila, para hindi lumaki ang ulo, huwag pupurihin. Diba? May mga ganun eh, no? This is the reason why walang celebration mindset ang ibang tao sa katawan. Kasi they feel that he doesn't need it. Other people need it, but not that person. Who told you so? Sometimes the strongest people become soft because they are validated. But parang soft because they suddenly cry, suddenly become emotional when they are praised. Kasi minsan akala nyo yung mga pastrong na tao hindi nila kailangan nun, you know? The fact that they are trying to be strong because they feel that nobody will encourage them. Ladies and gentlemen, celebration mindset tayo. In this time of pandemic, gamit tayo ng topic about pandemic. Gamit tayo ng usapang pandemic. This time, let me use this pandemic topic to deliver a message of celebration. Mahirap mag-workout. Halimbawa, mahirap mag-workout during pandemic. May pera ka nga, hindi ka naman makapunta ng gym. Baba, yung mga ganun, ha? May pera ka nga, hindi ka naman makapunta ng basketball court. May pera ka nga, kaso, di ba? That's why kapag nag-workout na yan, halimbawa, nag-workout na, matuwa ka. Wala masama, libre yung mag-like. Yung ibang tao nga, nilalike mo eh. Diba? Hindi lang doon sa humble times, mga kaibigan, my friends. You will all not... Hindi lang sa mga humble moments nila. Pati rin po sa mga... Pati rin po sa mga achievements nila. I want to personally thank the people. Kasi ano eh, marami din naman sila. I personally want to thank people who not only encourage me in my downtime, but people who give me some likes and who give encouragement because I have done a good job secularly. Kasi minsan na eh, minsan Christian leaders are focused too much on what lies beyond this material world, waiting for heaven, waiting when in fact they can already do something good, but they are still on earth habang nandito pa siya sa mundong ito. Matuwa na sila sa mga bagay na material. I'm not saying to be materialistic, that's another story, but if a person had physical achievements or milestones, why not encourage them? Why not be happy for them? Celebration mindset tayo. And sa mga tao nandito, better check if your friends, quote-unquote friends, are celebrating with you. Make sure, check ninyo, yung kaibigan nyo ba, are your friends celebrating with you? Okay lang, kasi may mga nagmumurahan. May mga nagmumurahan, you know, minsan. Alam mo, minsan may mga magkakaibigan, ang ano, nagmumurahan, you know. Pero, hindi naman na, kumbaga, pagmamahal nila, lambing nila yun, diba? Pero, natutuwa sila. Minsan sa mga lalaki, no, ibang mga lalaki, sobrang brusko, murahan lang kaya nilang gawin, no? Pero, kapag masaya naman sila genuinely sa yung mga achievements, celebration mindset yon. Maraming bagay, maraming paraan para makita. Maraming paraan paano din mo makikita if they are celebrating with you. Pag na yung mga likes, pag natutuwa sila. Ito ano sa stage, pinakamadaling makita pag nasa stage. Kapag ka ikay nagsalita, tingnan mo who are really listening to you. Halimbawa, nagsalita ka, public speaking, di ba? Tingnan mo kung sino umupo at nakinig talaga sa'yo. Tingnan mo sino yung talagang yung pagpumarapak. Woo! May mga ganun pa, no? Oh, celebration mindset yun. Watch carefully. Kasi yung mga ganun tao na both nasa crisis times mo and in your successes, natutuwa. Celebration mindset yun. They are celebrating with you. In a slang, huwag mo nang pakawalan yun. You value those people. You thank them. May mga tao minsan nagla-like ng pasimple sa akin eh. I'm watching you, ladies and gentlemen. Yung mga friends ko sa Facebook, I'm watching you. Hindi man ako makapag-reach out sa inyo, pero kilala ko kayo. Kaya nga from time to time, bigla na lang ako nakikipag-chat sa inyo because I know I'm watching. Because you celebrated with me. And ganun din sa inyo, ladies and gentlemen. I-appreciate nyo. Check on those people who are watching you. Not only on your dark times, but also who are liking you in your successes. Again, celebration mindset tayo. Thank you very much for being with me in my podcast, in my page. This is Ian Along. Again, thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along.